What up, what up? It's Donut, and you're tuning in to All Your Illuminati News. We're going to go over this Trump assassination attempt over here on this Rumble on Twitter. My YouTube, I was covering this topic yesterday, and I did get in some trouble. I got a strike. The video was removed. I pretty much was just calling for a united America, which is absolutely unacceptable right now. That's what I was talking about. You could still watch that video over here on the Rumble, but as you can see, for anyone who's coming over from the YouTube, I won't be able to post or go live for I don't know how long. And I don't even really want to go back, to be honest, because the expression I can't do, I can't express myself over there. Which makes me depressed because the opposite of expression is depression. So absolutely some bull ass going on right here. Here is what's been cracking. Everybody knows what's going on with this assassination attempt on Trump. And I'm going to be breaking down some decoding of it, some symbolism. This is like a 9/11 symbolic event. It's in the timestamps. It's in the history of America as well. There's some Freemasonic connections as well, too. I'm not usually in my upbeat mood as usual today, but I'm still continue the show and bring this information to everybody. Now, please like and share this video. I'm sure that same strategy works over on Rumble and Twitter, which I think I'm going to only be posting on, you know, I mean, for a while. Trump rally, shooting, live updates, 2 injured and whatnot. I mean, this is just crazy. And on July 8th, Joe Biden... Is that his name? Joe Biden? Crooked Joe? Interesting enough, the killer's name's Crooks. Crooked Joe, Crooks. On July 8th, Biden said, it's time to put Trump in a bullseye. And then he was in a bullseye. And my purpose of my video yesterday, I wanted to say, do not start blaming Democrats next door for this event. We need a united America. And that's what I said. And it turned out I was right. It seems like this shooter, MK Ultra, mind control shooter, was a Republican. That's what it looks like. But more information will be coming out. Go check out that last video I did. It was my first thoughts on it. And everything I said, I thought was pretty on point for what's happening now. But that is what this is used for right now, to divide America more. A lot of these big influencers, I don't even think that they're like working for America, even if they say that they are, because I see nothing but division. And that's, you know, what is not needed right now. There's so much division right now. I feel like that's not really needed. And right when this happened, everybody is saying their political opponent is who to blame. Everybody's pointing fingers, like that Spider-Man meme that Eminem coincidentally was using as well. I think I got that pulled up. Let me see where that is. Right here. This is what everybody's doing to get their point across. Everybody is saying it's this group of people, it's this group of people, it's the left and right paradigm. If we go back in history, around Justinian time, they set up the blue and the green parties to rival with each other. Just like we see today, how they're creating these civil war movies, Ray Dalio talking about civil war. That's what they're trying to ignite. Nothing but division. So I'm very skeptical on everyone who is claiming they love America, but they're dividing America. I think that could be some state assets working that are foreign. But Eminem, he dropped his album around the same time, and they're all doing that pointing thing. I don't know if there's a connection there, but his album, he got the Sanpaku eye at the top. That means you a little crazy. So when you're talking to people and they constantly have that, you just, you know, they're a little crazy. I get it. I get a little crazy. And then my eye do that. It's just something I think everyone should look out for. But this guy looks straight up. I mean, this is like a JFK. A JFK story. And the JFK story, let's not forget that that's where the term conspiracy theory popped up, to discredit anybody asking alternative questions. And then later on during 9/11, Cass Sunstein was promoted by the Obama administration for writing an essay on putting out crazy conspiracy theories on events to discredit the 9/11 truth movement. He went on to write psychological books like Nudge, and I believe that everybody's being nudged in a direction through psilocybin and different mind-altering chemicals. But this guy seems to be some MKUltra asset. That's what it seems like. Crooked Joe Biden, and the guy's name is Crooks. I'm always looking at names, etymology, symbolism. Eminem went hard after Trump. He doesn't like Trump. This new album he dropped, Coup de Grace, it's about the kill shot. His song Lucifer, I think it is, or Coup de Grace, it's about the kill shot. And that seems like what was planned for Trump. And you could just see it in all the rappers' symbolism. They were always showing that this is what they wanted. And while this event took place right here at the X, this is Times Square, which is an X. It's New York, which is the new Rome, the new Roman Empire. It goes deep. But me being removed off YouTube, not totally removed, but just for like a week in my last video, which was going ultra viral. Today, the top story is the Trump story, right? The Trump assassination attempt. What was trending on Google, though? I'll show you. I screen recorded it. This was all day today. Nothing. You got Captain America, Brave New World, which was about a president being assassinated in the commercial. Predictive programming. Nothing on the story. Nothing on the topic of the most viral story in the world. So people who are like, yo, no, this ain't even important. This whole story, this is a scripted reality. Look, you know me, I'm all about looking at that. But you got to understand, even if it's a scripted reality, it's a real reality to most of the world. Most of the world is looking at America. So what happens in America, the world is looking at. We don't understand that in America because we're very ignorant here in America. I saw that. Trump girl says the shooter was in a BlackRock commercial. You know, I saw someone post that on YouTube. Isn't that interesting? I don't know if it's true. I can't verify it, but I did see that. Thank you for sharing that out. I appreciate that. But now if you go to YouTube trending, the story will pop up. An hour or so before Biden's going to give a little speech about the incident. Now it's showing up. They got rid of people like me. And all I did was, I did what everyone else did. I did nothing wrong. I said, we need a unite America. We don't need division right now. Don't blame Democrats. That's what I said. And that gets removed. And I was showing all the same footage off other people's podcasts. Now, Project Cheney, shout out to Project Cheney. She posted this. So if it is a scripted reality, I mean, the symbolism right here, it all looks the same. It looks like a perfect movie set for something like this. So I'm not ruling it out. I'm absolutely not ruling it out. But this is how the world is divided through the algorithms. through words, through etymology. If you want to look at who was the shooter, you go to CNN and it goes, meanwhile, in China, what's happening in China? And that's the paradigm the alt-right wants you to believe, is that China's the enemy. Even though China kicked George Soros out and stuff like that. So that could be a psyop as well. Canadian Patriot did some amazing content on that, which opened my eyes to that, which I thought was mind blowing. So it's something to look into, But then after that, you go into here. So this is emotional manipulation for MAGA. MAGA is pissed. You got Kid Rock, who goes to the Bohemian Grove and assaults people that infiltrate his secret society. He says, oh, you gonna mess with Trump, you gonna mess with me. So that MAGA is pissed, and MAGA goes to look at who's this killer, and they're going to get hit with this China stuff. It's just emotional manipulation, nudging. That is what it is going down. And then you're going to get everybody pointing fingers at the tribes they don't like. If you don't like a certain tribe or an ethnicity or a religion or just people in general, automatically you can see it. Everybody be pointing their fingers, just like the Toby Eminem thing right here, the Spider-Man. Everybody's pointing their fingers at who they don't like. Just more division. But let's get into this 911 911 code. John F. Kennedy was assassinated on a giant trident on Elm Street, Nightmare on Elm Street. And the Twin Towers were built upon massive tridents, and they collapsed on 9/11. Well, this story, when the assassination attempt happened for Trump, it was at 6/11, which is 9/11 backwards. And the shooter was wearing a t-shirt for this mainstream channel, 11.6 million. That's that 6-1. That's that 9/11. The guy's subscriber rate is the 9/11 as well that the shooter was wearing. Absolutely nuts. The day that Trump got his mugshot to the date he was attempted assassinated, 10 months and 19 days. That's that 911 right there. 911. You always remove the zero in numerology, and it doesn't matter which order the numbers are in, because it adds up in numerology. It took place in Pennsylvania on 713. We'll get into that, how it's Masonic. Pennsylvania is the Keystone State where Joe Biden's from. As you can see, the Keystone State is the Keystone, which is the top of the Royal Arch in Freemasonry. The top of the real Royal Arch, which is the Keystone State, you see the seven stars during Cancer. This is the Cancer symbol. This event happened in Cancer. Right now we're in Cancer, and this event happens in the Keystone State right here. It's all Masonic symbolism, like a sort of a king kill ritual connected with some very, very deep state. I mean, deeper than the deep state. This attack is deeper than a deep state, if it's not hypothetically a staged event, which it very much could be as well. You know, I'm not going to rule that out, but that's not where my mind is at right now. What's up, Cream Dant 10, Bullseye, Maggie? We got a ton of people up in here. Dude, Brother Donut, you smoking again? I'm not okay. No. I'm stressed the F out. But I will be okay. Everything going to be okay. I could be doing a lot worse stuff than smoking cigarettes. And I'm just, you know, I don't drink. I don't do drugs anymore. I got 9 years sober, and I'm smoking right now, and I will stop. I know it's not good. I know it's bad, and I will stop. So I thank you, Randy, for caring about me. Thank you enough to say that and care about me to to write that in the comment. I appreciate you. Thank you, Randy. Alexis says, any relation or distraction on the standard astronauts? I'm not sure. I'll look into that, but I think you're absolutely on point. The entire world's looking a certain direction. While everyone's looking at this story, what's happening behind the scenes? We're all distracted and something's going on. I mean, Bitcoin, I think, hit 60,000. So, I mean, there's always manipulation going on while everyone's looking at a story. So you are wicked smart. That is a wicked smart thought you got there. But as you can see, the Masonic symbolism of the Royal Arch, we're in Cancer. This happened with Joe Biden from Pennsylvania. He's going to be doing his address tonight. And we're coming up on the 47th president. This is huge in Masonic symbolism because the compass is at a 47 degree, the 47th problem of Euclid. This is absolutely important, but not just the 47th president. If you plus the 47 degree that you see up here, and shout out to Tommy Truthful. He shared this on a video he did today with Bidel and Anya Saru, and I got to join them. So shout out to all of them. What great gentlemen. And here's the 47 compass. And then below is the 90 degree angle, which equals 137. Now, Anya Saru did the connection of how 137, this was the date it happened, 713. This is how it's written in most countries, not in America, but 137 or July 13th, 713. 713 is when this assassination attempt happened, which is all connected to this Masonic compass for the 47th president. I mean, how mind-blowing is that? Shout out to Anya Saru for breaking that down. And Call Me Kinfolk, he does some amazing work as well. And I did a podcast with him. And he broke down how the Masonic Temple in Detroit, D-Town, East Side, get with it, where Eminem is from, right? The 313, who released this album around the same time that this huge event happened. Well, the Masonic Temple has 1,037 rooms. I learned that from Call Me Kinfolk, so shout out to him. That's that 137. So you can see this 137 is very important in Masonic symbolism. 713, yesterday, when this went down, you plus these numbers together, it equals 11, which are the two towers, the two pillars, the pillar dollar, all that. Now you can see this event, it took place right here at 611, which is 9/11 backwards. They interview this guy. The BBC does. BBC is 322. But look, you got the 1911. You got the 9/11 right there. And Trump is connected to the time traveling movie, not only the Last President book, but the time traveling movie where he's in that movie. It's based off of him. And the Twin Pines Mall, which is the Twin Peaks, the AA, this is very occult. It's got the 116 or the 9/11 backwards. So you got even more connections to this 911-611 Trump decode connection going on. I mean, it would be crazy if this said 137. Holy cow. That would be nutty. Yeah, we got a lot more symbolism too to show you. There's some 322 connections. While they were airing this, it was around that 322 mark. And BBC did that, which is BBC's 322. And also with the Skull and Bones 322, Detroit is celebrating its 322 year. And shout out to everybody up in here. I'm going to remind y'all to smash that like button. Share this video out. I'm streaming this on my Rumble and my Twitter, which I don't usually go on. But if you're just tuning in, my YouTube was striked and I can't post for a while. This is nothing new. This always happens. But make sure to share this out. I'm going to be posting over on these channels probably from now on. and not on my YouTube. And I can't even tell my YouTube audience that I'm live over here right now. So if you share this video out, it definitely does help out. Helps out a lot. Trump rally gunman seen opening fire and getting killed seconds later. Now, there was probably multiple shooters. The story makes no sense. They waited 42 seconds to blow his face off. And, I mean, it's just very JFK vibes. So here is JFK, the trident that he was on. And here's the trident true for the 9/11 memorial. Here's the 611. The 8822, that's the Lionsgate portal. That's when they raided Mar-a-Lago. America is not ready for what comes next. They're not. That's why I was trying to get the message out of don't do the division stuff. But, you know, Google took that down, YouTube took that down, and it's already happening. Extreme polarization makes cooperation hard and suspicion natural. Republicans are already blaming Democrats for the attempts of Trump's life. I already see this happening. Everybody blaming each other. That's Spider-Man stuff. And it just goes into the blues versus the greens during Justinian right here with the riots that took place. I mean, it's just the same story over and over again. Divide and conquer and galvanize the world. Galvanize meaning to shock or excite someone into taking an action. And that's what everybody does. People listen to these neophyte truthers, red pill, new to religious, new to truth movements, don't know anything about this Templar that's hiding up here in the history of the newspapers connected with the Knights Templars, but they're quick to blame groups and whatnot, but they won't bring up any of this stuff because we are definitely going through a large psychological psyop. Bigger probably than the lockdowns. He's got a gun. Wild video appears to show Trump spotting the gunman. Multiple people, not just one person. Multiple people were telling the Secret Service that there was a guy climbing up the building with a rifle. And no response. Here's Trump's Braveheart moment, which is like the same symbolism. I wonder if there is a connection there because this is a true story of William Wallace, who was backstabbed by Bruce. Bruce, he hung him, didn't let him die, chopped him down, cut off his genitals, set it on fire, and killed him. Then he said, oh, you know what? I have a change of heart. I actually like what William Wallace was doing. And this is a lot where Freemasonry is coming from, according to a lot of researchers. So what I posted right when this happened was prayers for our country. United we stand, divided we fall. But that ain't popular and that gets you banned. That's why this channel has been labeled dangerous and harmful content. Because unity, peace and love, man, that's harmful and dangerous. Everything's backwards. When this event took place, Biden was at a Catholic mass and he tweeted the day before that he wanted to ban assault weapons. Now he looks like the good guy, not to anybody with a brain, but he says, I want to ban assault weapons. No, not the day before. Hours before this happened, he wrote, I want to ban assault weapons. He was at a Catholic mass. Now he looks like he's this spiritual religious guy. But we can see the last president with the Barron Trump collection, the time traveling Trump, that these stories have been written out already. So it might as well be a scripted reality. And then Elon's on the world stage and he was written in the Mars Project by the Nazi Wernher von Braun, who worked with Disney. So there definitely, it probably is a scripted reality. But when they were showing this, it was at the 3:22 timestamp. So when everyone's watching this, it was at 3:22. Because people probably weren't watching it live when it happened. But the world was watching it live around 3:22, which is the Skull and Bones. And this is the interesting thing about Revelations 3:22. Revelations 3:22 is all about the ears. And that's what Trump, he got clipped on the ear. So Revelation 3:22, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Isn't that weird? That's hella weird. This whole story is weird. The whole 3:22 connection, the 9/11 connections that you see here, absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. But this is what they're trying to manipulate people into, is the Civil War. This is what is on the agenda, is the Civil War. Do we show on? Yo, bro, yo, what up, Andrew? Hello, hello. Andrew Fisher. Dognut says, say my name. Andrew Fisher. Oh, Jessica says, if I quit smoking, she'll quit too. Okay, for sure. Looks like I'm going to have to go and quit then. Yes, and there was the Simpsons episode. Tilda 420 wrote, the Simpsons episode does all that predictive programming and showed Trump in the coffin. Revelation 13:7. I wonder what that says. I'm going to the comments real quick, and then we go back into the decode. Yeah, Shooter has three names. Good call. Thank you. I totally forgot about that, Eli McFly. So these MK Ultra shooters usually, or serial killers, usually have three first names, or they just tell them by their three first names. So yeah, great point. Totally forgot about that. So they're calling this killer, I don't know his name, Thomas Matthew Crook, I think. Thomas Matthew Crook. Yeah, that's great connection. Yeah, 9/11 is an emergency. 6/11 is information. Yeah, I think I might just stay off YouTube. Lend me your ears. Is that what Revelation 3:17 says? 13:7? That'd be nuts. So I'm kind of in a grumpy mood today, which I think is a natural reaction. And just this whole symbolism of the Keystone and the Keystone State, the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsing. Somebody even pointed out with the 128 code that 8 minutes and 12 seconds into his speech is when it took place. I'm going to have to verify that. But in military time, 1811 is when it went down. And that's an 11 right there. 1 plus 8 plus 1 plus 1 is 11. It's like the Twin Towers. So we see a lot of 11 stuff. Even the date it took place, for example, on 7/13, 7 plus 1 plus 3 is an 11. And even the time in military time is 11. So a lot of 11s. In this. And the right ear symbolism is connected to positive wealth. It gets clipped in the right ear. And astrologers have pointed out that this time that we're in right now is connected to Algol, which is the demon star. the demon stars right now. So you got future forecasters like Dick Allgaier saying, look out for a big event through their remote viewing for July 15th. And maybe this was the event, hopefully, because if a bigger event happens tomorrow, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Let me see what else. And also the emoji for July 17th is another day I'm looking out for. Let's see if there's any updates on the story. No updates. Yeah, they could have just called him Thomas Crooks, but they call him Thomas Matthew Crooks. So it's the three names. That's a good catch. Now, I was doing a stream and I was thinking of MF Doom. This is crazy. I was just like, yo, MF Doom, he wore the 33 and he was performing on the checkerboard floor here as well. And I was like, isn't that crazy? I just brought it up randomly. And then somebody was like, bro, MF Doom's birthday is on that date too. So I'm sure there might be a connection with MF Doom. Fiona Edgar, she's an astrologer who, like, all of her predictions since I've been listening to her, she's gotten correct. And she did this on July 4th and was saying that Algol, the demon star, from July 11th to July 20th, there can be some crazy stuff to kick off. And she was right. So it has a lot to do with astrology and all that. And even Trump calling Biden the Manchurian candidate, which is about mind control assassin. And then that happened, Manchurian candidate. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Lots of crazy stuff. And this is an interesting video. This is when Trump was rushed off stage by the Secret Service because they thought it was an assassination attempt. It was a lot different. A lot different than what took place this time, where they all were just hanging out. There's just so much more to the story, and I'll keep everybody updated. I'm just in a bad mood today. So I'm going to keep it short. Please smash that like button. Share the video out. I appreciate all y'all. I'll keep you posted. I got a newsletter down below to stay connected because these channels get removed all the time. Thank you. Much love and God bless you.